This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Top European Union officials are in Kyiv Thursday for talks with Ukrainian officials. VOA's Jeff Custer has details.
Thursday's visit includes European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell. From his Twitter account, Borrell said the visit is designed to convey the EU's strongest message of support to all Ukrainians defending their country. The visit came as rescue crews dug through the rubble of an apartment building in eastern Ukraine struck by a Russian missile. The strike killed at least 3 people and wounded 21 others. The scene of devastation in the eastern Donetsk provincial city of Kramatorsk served as a grim reminder of the war's toll almost a year after Russia invaded Ukraine. Emergency workers spent the night searching for survivors after the missile hit late Wednesday. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Security forces in South Sudan were preparing Thursday for the arrival of Pope Francis, who will visit the nation as part of his African journey. He is set to head to South Sudan on Friday, where he will visit the country's capital, Juba. The spokesperson for South Sudan's People's Defense Forces said more than 5,000 security personnel would be on hand, and they would be deployed around Juba for Francis's visit.
They will be shown their areas of deployment, and they will move around around the city in a show of force.
Francis kicked off his 6-day tour in Democratic Republic of Congo on Tuesday. Hundreds of mourners packed St. Mary's Cathedral in Sydney Thursday for the funeral of Cardinal George Pell. He was eulogized by former Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott. Protesters outside were protesting his views on homosexuality. This is VOA News. The United States and the Philippines announced an agreement Thursday that will give the U.S. military access to 4 new Philippine military sites. At a news briefing in Manila, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the new agreement will not be forever.
I just want to be clear that we're not seeking permanent basing in the Philippines. As you heard us say in our statements here, EDCA is a cooperative agreement that enables rotational activities.
EDCA stands for Enhanced Defense Cooperation Agreement. The announcement was made as Secretary Austin arrived in the Philippines for talks with President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. A spokesperson for China's foreign ministry said Thursday the agreement hurts regional stability and raises tensions. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is marking his first 100 days in office Thursday. That's more than twice the number of his ill-fated predecessor, Liz Truss. But as VOA's Richard Green explains, reaching the milestone was the easy part.
Sunak moved into 10 Downing Street in October after Truss's economic plan of massive tax cuts and spending hikes sent financial markets into a panic, forcing her to resign after just 49 days in office. But Sunak still faces a host of challenges, including double-digit inflation, strikes by public sector workers, and ongoing ethics scandals in his conservative party. The conservatives are trailing the opposition Labor Party by double digits in voter opinion polls, and poor results in upcoming elections in May could spur calls for another change in party leadership. Richard Green, VOA News, Washington.
A lost radioactive capsule found after a search along a 1,400-kilometer stretch of the Western Australian outback is due to arrive in Perth on Thursday as investigators try to figure out how it fell off of a truck. The small capsule was found in the state's remote northwest on Wednesday. No one is thought to have been exposed to the radiation, and the site was not permanently contaminated.
Punxsutawney Phil, ladies and gentlemen!
People gathered Thursday at Gobbler's Knob as members of Punxsutawney Phil's inner circle summoned him from his tree stump at dawn to learn if he has seen a shadow, and they say he did. According to the folklore, if he sees his shadow, there will be 6 more weeks of winter. If he doesn't, spring comes early. All eyes were on the western town in the U.S. state of Pennsylvania, waiting for him to predict winter or not. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.